USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today. The president saying Congress should extend this benefit beyond this year, calling lawmakers to tax the wealthy and corporations in order to fund it. Brian Brenberg is an associate professor at King's College. He believes all this is doing is expanding entitlements.
He expects this to go on forever, which means it's going to be the second biggest increase in the entitlement state we've ever seen. The 10-year cost of it, if that happens, is more than $1.5 trillion.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The White House says the communist government in Cuba has failed its people. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying communism is a failed ideology and the people of Cuba deserve their freedom. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Taliban fighters in Afghanistan have captured another strategic target as the terrorists continue their advances across the country. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has more on the story.
The flag of Afghanistan was ripped from the pole at the main border crossing with Pakistan as Afghan forces fled or surrendered. Instead, the Taliban's white flag with a black Quranic verse was flying in its place. Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said Afghan forces continue to receive U.S. support.
They have the advantages. They have better capabilities than the Taliban in the air and on the ground. And they are certainly going to continue to have American support financially, logistically, and through assistance and maintenance.
President Biden set to host German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House for an official working visit and joint press conference. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The North Carolina state legislator is considering a bill that would ban the teaching of critical race theory, an analytical framework that puts more emphasis on how race impacts American history and law. From public schools in the state, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson tells Fox News this isn't an attempt to avoid discussion on slavery and other Jim Crow laws.
As an educator, I want to teach children about everything that's happened in our nation, the good, the bad, the ugly, and all aspects of it. What I don't want to do is impart my own opinion on them, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that these kids and the teachers are not being pressured to follow any ideology.
Many experts point out critical race theory is a college-level framework and isn't taught to elementary school students. A controversial horse trainer is back in the game in the Empire State.
A federal judge in New York lifted embattled horse trainer Bob Baffert's suspension in the state, calling it unconstitutional. Baffert had been suspended after his Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a post-derby drug test. Baffert and his horses were suspended from participating in any sanctioned racing by the New York Racing Association. In her ruling, Judge Carol Bagley Amon wrote that Baffert had not been given a prompt hearing to defend himself against the doping charges, and concluded that Baffert would likely be able to prove that the actions violated the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment.
Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau with that report. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.